Lord, what a day. When I tell you my booty cheeks are so sore. And not from what I want it to be for. From working out, from doing those RDLs. Oh my goodness. My cheeks. Welcome to another episode of Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Chantal, aka the mom of the girls. This weather is blowing my high. It's cold, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's hot, it's cold again. I hate it. Okay, I don't know what to put on. But anywho, welcome to episode 16. I want to talk to you about not taking on other people's issues. Because as a mother, don't you have enough on your plate? Okay, as a mother, do you not understand that our mothers watch stories on TV during the day so they can get in other people's fake business and not ruin their actual real lives with other people's business? We don't have stories today. Like, people in their 30s and their 40s, we don't have time to get into TV stories like our parents did. Okay, like our moms did. Okay, if your dad was keeping up with the stories throughout the day, did your dad not have a job? Okay, it is rare that a man was keeping up with the stories, but my mom watched General Hospital, still watches General Hospital to this day. And it's been a thing since before I was in her womb, okay? But mothers who do their best already have a lot on their plate. Your kids don't need you burnt out. Having healthy boundaries are pivotal for our survival, for the survival of the kids. The kids need you. You probably work. Why add other people's issues unnecessarily to that? People around you should build you up. People around you should relax you. People around you should bring you peace. And if they're not bringing you peace and they bring you chaos and they're dumping on you, and when I say dumping on you, telling you their problems, bringing you their sadness, bringing you the fact that, please, please. You have to do whatever you got to do to limit that. Okay. And it's not that we don't love people and we expect people not to have problems. We don't. We know you have problems. But adulting is about figuring out how to prioritize and handle those problems yourself. And if I am good with the problems on my plate and I have excess and I am ready to spill it over to someone else, I will offer myself to come help you. But please don't come to my plate and put more on my plate that I am willing to eat. Okay? Let's hop into this thing. We are family. So, majority of my family is Caribbean. Majority of my family is Jamaica, with a little bit of Trini over here, with a little bit of Asian over here, with a little bit of Puerto Rican over here, with a little bit of Anglo-Saxon over here. So we are very mixed up, okay? But for the most part, my family is very dysfunctional as far as, would you take advice from this person? Look at what their living situation is. Look at what their relationships are. Look at the work they haven't done. So it's really everybody for themselves. And everybody is very clicky with my family. And the only thing that gets my relatives together is either a family member having a birthday that everybody is cool with, but the people that is cool with him is not cool with each other. So we just there to celebrate the main person and then we're going to disperse and not talk to anybody. Or death. And after my grandfather's funeral, when Anya was a baby, a year before I had Anya, I haven't been to anybody's funeral. Yes, I'm sorry your mom died. I'm sorry your dad passed. I'm sorry you lost such and such. I'm not coming. Okay. There's probably only one person in my family. Okay. Two people in my family that would die and have a funeral and I will show up. The rest of y'all, I'll remember you. Okay. Because I don't like phony people. I don't like phony energy. I don't like people knowing that I don't like you as a person. Why are you coming up to me? Why are you touching me? Why are you talking to my children? Why are you coming over here to hug me when we're not really on that? And I don't care the fact that somebody died. We still not on that, okay? That is me, okay? If it's phony, keep it. I don't care what the occasion is, all right? So the choices your relatives make, in my opinion, are their own, okay? And if you're faster to learn that people are better to handle their own things and not bring that shit to you, the better you'll be, okay? People have to learn to take responsibility for the choices that they did not make and the choices that they did make. And being an empath without boundaries can easily turn into enslavement of your kindness, meaning they will always call you with every single problem that comes their way. They're not learning how to adult because they have access to you. If you stop allowing them to have access to you and you start talking them through their thinking before they make certain decisions and let them know, hey, I'm going to help you this one time, but the next time you choose to make a decision that is financially not within your wits by yourself, know not to call me. Love you down. Know not to call me. That directness is what people need. That directness rarely comes from family members because most family members enable people to do the dumbest things. All right, let's move up into friends. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, the type of pranks that I see on social media tells me a lot about the friends y'all don't have, because my friends will never put crickets in my truck. My friends will never see me sleeping and pour flour on me, dirt on me, mud on me. Those are not friends. Those are frenemies, okay? And I do not have any frenemies, okay? But friends, if your friend is your friend, they already know your day-to-day with your kids, okay? They already know the day-to-day with your kids. So in the words of one of my favorite movies, The Wheels, don't bring me any bad news, okay? I don't want to hear any bad news. And if it's news that my heart and my sympathy and my kindness and my energy cannot handle, don't bring it to me because I already have my own things. Now, right now, as far as problems with the girls, I don't really have them, but there's this thing where Anya wants a phone and Anya wants an iPhone. And I feel like the fact that I bought Anya a new bed, new bedding, new shoes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is BTG, aka Baylor, aka Baylorism. And are you out there looking for that red balloon pop content? Are you still out there watching content about Kendrick and Drake? Do you like gender wars? Are you complaining about your baby mama and your baby daddy still? Well, we don't have that type of content over here at BTG for President. Nor do we have it with Open Run with BTG, still a part of the Rare Sonic Network. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe and tune in. Will I drop an episode this week? Maybe not. What about next week, you say? Probably, maybe not. But as long as you keep following me, you'll keep following greatness. BTG for President, Open Run with BTG, a part of the Rare Sonics Network. Little stupid bitches.
New clothes, a new rug, a mirror for her room, new pillows, new lights for her room. What else did I get her? Some like girl product stuff. I feel like as a mom, I refreshed her for spring summer. The least that her dad could do, sir, buy her the phone. I'll get her the plan and pay for it. This phone thing has been such a drag with him because it's never, this is what she wants, handle it. It's, okay, I got this. Can you see if you could get this fixed? Oh, wait, this phone is not unlocked. So now we're back to square one. Find the link and send it to me. I find the link for him to buy the phone and I send it to him. I got $100. I'll send it to you Apple Pay today. Ask me, have I got Apple Pay? No. Is the phone $100? No. The phone is more than $100. My thing is like, why is it never simple? Here's the phone. Order the phone. Here's the address. Let it appear. Let me go do my part. I feel like I'm always giving extra energy to his shit that he's supposed to do for Anya when I already extended myself doing multiple things for Anya. It's very aggravating. And that's why a lot of the times I end up doing things for Anya by myself, because compared to what I already do, this should be a very simple task. But you don't do anything in a simple way. It's always jump over this hoop, go under here, swim across this lake, climb these mountains. Here's $50. What? Sir, please. But, you know, again, as a friend, don't bring me any bad news. I don't want to hear it, okay? As mothers, we cannot solve our friends' issues. We cannot solve all their issues. We can only do what we can do. We love you. We care. We will listen to you vent. But as far as like giving you a solution, on top of the fact that I've been up since 5 a.m. today, I don't have one. I don't have one. Okay? These kids and our issues is enough, okay? This is not your diary. This is not plug in your variables. We will give you the solution in just a second. This is not let me make something shake, because the only thing that I can shake for you is the things that are on my chest, okay? Are you gonna love it? Yes. Is it gonna solve your problems? Probably not, okay? And when it comes to coworkers, I am so glad when I go to the office, I sit around nobody. Okay, it's just me and Jesus for 7 hours, okay? And when I go eat lunch, most of the time, I go get my lunchbox, bring that thing to my desk, and eat it by myself. Okay, I do not talk to anybody when I go to the office. But if you are somebody that goes to the office and you have coworkers, be mindful that they are nosy. They are trying to figure your life out. And what their problems are, you leave it at the office. You can hear it. You can speak on it if they ask your opinion, but you leave that shit at the office. Those problems are not yours, okay? I just want to do my job and clock out. Mentally, I come in here already full. I have to protect my energy. And then I have to leave. When I leave my job, I do not think about my job. When I clock out from my job at home, I do not think about my job. On the weekends, I am not thinking about my job. I start thinking about my job 5 minutes before I clock in. Okay? And that's how I like it. And that is why I would never pick a manager's position. That is why I would never go into leadership, because I don't believe in babysitting adults. I do not like teaching people anything. I might know a lot of stuff, but I do not like teaching people things that I feel are very apparent, because then I'm going to start questioning your intelligence. And that's not nice. That's not a kind thing to do. And so, yes. Okay. I'm very quiet in meetings at work. I do not say much. And a lot of people at work, when they see me, they assume that I have no kids. They assume that I just quiet, and I'm the opposite of those things. I have two kids. I am not quiet. I'm just quiet here because I don't know y'all for real. And when I leave here and y'all see me in the street, you can wave, but we don't have to have no conversation. You know what I'm saying? And that really what it is. But my point is, throughout this episode, is stop taking on other people's issues. Stop taking on other people's problems. Even when it comes to social media, I do not follow the Shade Room because I feel like it's nosy people shit. I do not follow any urban media because I feel like they're always highlighting things that are slightly negative. I do not want to technically see any news regarding Republicans or Trump's decisions because I think he's an idiot. I think Republicans are very selfish and they're always focused on their pockets and they don't care about humanity as long as it has nothing to do with them. Okay? I feel like whether you're on either side, Democrat or Republican, both sides are fucked for different reasons. I just feel like government-wise, let's completely trash it, wipe it out, and start from scratch. Because this plan that y'all have, that this setup that y'all have is not working. Y'all know it's not working. And I think the older people that are in it that know they can't get fired out of their position, that know they're making $300 an hour, they don't care because they're lining their pockets and they're making sure their family is set up for generations before they die. The rest of us, in their eyes, can go to shit. And that's the reality of it. So, like I said, when it comes to news, the media, and other people's problems, stop taking it on because you won't be able to fix it all. You won't be able to help everybody. And if another store asks me for a goddamn donation to round up, I'ma bite somebody, okay? Because does the gas prices outside look like I want to round up and pay a bit more money? I didn't even want to pay the money I got to pay for the groceries. Stop asking me for a donation. Donations need to come from people who make 2 million plus per year. Ask them for donations. Everybody else ain't donating nothing. Okay? And the fact that stores have already donated money that is a tax write-off from them, and y'all turn around, y'all ask for donations at that register so y'all could line y'all pockets the fuck back up, is audacity to me. All right? But anywho, that's all I had to say this episode. Y'all be great. Y'all do y'all thing. I'm gonna call my mom because the last two nights I couldn't call her. Last night I was recording and the other day her man called me and talked my head off for like 2 hours. Let me call my mother. Bye! C'est la vie. Don't take on nobody's problems. Please.
I love you.